Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Coming up in our second half hour today, U.S. Senator Charles Grassley is scheduled to join us live. You can send your email questions for Senator Grassley now to our email address, rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org. My guest in this first half hour is film director and producer Luis Argueta. Argueta has been telling transnational immigrant stories since 1977. He was born and raised in Guatemala. He's now a U.S. citizen, as a matter of fact, a resident of New York since 1977. In June, Argueta will receive the National Peace Corps Association's 2019 Harris-Wohlford Global Citizen Award. This is for his work in immigration rights and his documentary series, three films, The Postville Raid, Abrazos, and The U-Turn. This series chronicles the aftermath of the 2008 Postville Raid. Now, many of us here in Iowa remember the Postville Raid very well. It's now more than 10 years ago. On May 12, 2008, federal authorities raided the agriprocessor's kosher meatpacking plant in Postville. That's in northeast Iowa. Nearly 400 undocumented plant workers were detained and 297 given five-month prison sentences before being deported in a raid that cost more than $5 million. Let's listen to the opening of this third film in the series. This is from The U-Turn.
The first time I ever went to Iowa was after reading an article on the front page of the New York Times written by Julia Preston about Erica May Frejas, an interpreter hired by the federal government to assist with the legal proceedings following the Postville raid. In a 14-page essay, Mr. Kamai described how the U.S. government had sent 900 heavily armed federal agents with the support of helicopters and state troopers at a cost of $5.2 million to arrest 389 undocumented workers at the largest kosher meatpacking plant in the country in a little town known as Hometown to the World.
That is the voice of the filmmaker Luis Argueta. He's my guest this hour. That's the opening to The U-Turn, the third in this series of his series of films about Postville. And Luis Argueta is in Iowa this week, so we're taking the opportunity to talk with him. Luis, welcome to our program.
Hello, Ben. It's a pleasure to be here. One of my favorite programs.
Well, thank you for saying so. How did the Postville enter your life? We heard a little bit in that clip, but really, you didn't think the first time you came to Iowa that it was going to be of such import and appeal to you so much as a filmmaker.
You know, as I said, I read this article by Julia Preston, and then I went to the link that that had the essay by Erica May Frejas, and what I was reading was so outrageous. The amount of taxpayers' money that the federal government spent that morning, the way these workers were treated, the violation of labor rights, they were offered a deal they couldn't refuse. And I just couldn't believe it, so I said, I have to go see it for myself. Mm-hmm. So I got on a plane, and I said, I'm going to be there 4 days, do a few interviews, put them up on YouTube in a series of migrant voices that I had started, and then go back to New York and continue my life. It's 10 and a half years later, and I'm still telling those immigrant stories.
Wow. So what happened in those first 4 days that captivated you, that made you feel... want to communicate? This is really an important story that happened in Iowa.
You know, I'm an immigrant myself. I came with a four-year scholarship to a Big Ten university in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So I was very privileged. I've always been very privileged. But I thought I knew a little bit about immigration, but it was not until I came to Postville that I saw what enforcement could do, not just to immigrants, their families, their children, but to the towns in the middle of the U.S. And the people I met, both immigrants that had been sent back home, had been sent to their homes with ankle bracelets, as well as the community responders, just touched my heart and really made me want to learn what was behind this incredible phenomena. So it was I needed to learn, and I started to talk to different people, and before I knew it, I had been to Iowa 29 times in almost 3 years, mm-hmm. and I had a film.
The latest in this film series is called The U-Turn. Before that, the Postville Raid and then Abrazos. How does The U-Turn fit into this series, this chronology?
Because I kept coming to Iowa, and because I was approached by the Attorney General's office to help them locate four underage workers that had been arrested that day. And the following day, when they were discovered to be underage, instead of being handed to a responsible adult, as the law calls for, they were summarily deported in commercial planes back to Guatemala. So the Attorney General's office couldn't get help from the consulate in Chicago, from Guatemala. So they asked me, can you help us find them? And I did. I found the four and three more. And the Attorney General's office offered them 3 months of community parole so that they could come back to Iowa and be witnesses, material witnesses, at a child labor violations trial against the manager of the plant.
Mm-hmm. This, the U-Turn, is about the abuse, the immigrant workers who really broke a silence that was about the abuses that occurred at the agriprocessors meatpacking plant. I want to play a little bit of your film, and you talked about heart-wrenching. This is just a few minutes into your film, and you hear some of the kids talking about the impact of that day. Let's listen to it. We're going to hear from, is it Merlin and Pedro Arturo? Do you want to set this up before we hear a little bit about this, who these kids are?
Yeah. First, we go into, we see Merlin in kindergarten, and she must have been, four? And then we hear her voice as almost a teenager. 9 years later, and she's talking about where she was that day at that moment. And then Pedro Arturo, who was in school as well, he was 11, and he talks about how he realized that his mother had just been arrested because she was at work.
Let's listen to this little portion of a film by my guest, Luis Argueta. This is from The U-Turn.
I was in my class in kindergarten. It was nap time. I really didn't want to sleep. My teacher turned on the TV, and I saw the buses, and the men that were getting carried out with chains. And every time I remember that, it makes me want to cry because I remember that my dad was taken.
That day scarred my heart. That day I was in class. And then when I heard the immigration came, something popped in my head and said, your mom's in there, she got caught.
Kids suffer without their parents.
What a moment in the film. And I'm looking at your face, Luis, and you've to make a documentary film, you go through this material again and again and again, but you're still touched by it, I can see.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing because I see it every day. Kids are suffering without their parents. That's what she says. That's what she said several years ago. And we see it today.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, I named the raw statistics at the beginning, nearly 400 undocumented plant workers detained, nearly 300 given prison sentences, deportation. What of these people, what of these families today?
Well, many of them went back to their mountain villages after serving 5-6 months in jail. Some came back. A lot of them are still there. Some are mountain guides that take tourists up to the Acatenango volcano to watch the Fuego volcano in the morning.
Because they have good English skills.
They have some English skills, but they have a lot of guts. And they haven't given up. There are several families that are back in Iowa because they obtain a U visa. And they obtained a U visa because they were victims of violent crimes before the raid. they collaborate with law enforcement in investigating these crimes, and because they were proven to have suffered substantial physical or psychological damage. And thanks to the community support, thanks to their having broken the silence about those crimes, and thanks to an immigration attorney in Des Moines named Sonia Parras Conrad, they were able to stay here, got a work permit for 4 years. 3 years into that work permit, they could apply for permanent residency, green cards, and now some are applying for citizenship. Mm-hmm. So there was a total of 176 U visas that were given to people, principals and the derivatives, their immediate families, in Postville. And the people, those people changed their lives totally.
If you've just joined us, my guest is Luis Argueta. He's a filmmaker, film director, and producer. We're talking about his series of films that revolve around, as he said earlier, he's been working with this material, this subject, for 10 years, over 10 years. The film series, The Postville Raid, Abrazos, and The U-Turn. We've been hearing clips out of The U-Turn. I want to get to the heart of this film, The U-Turn, which is the abuses that were endured at the agriprocessors meatpacking plant in Postville. And that's the dark side of it. The bright side of it, which thankfully you do bring out, is a community that would not abandon them.
Yeah, it's remarkable that there's the support that these immigrant workers received.
I want to play a little clip, and this is a little bit of, you show on the screen some documentation of the abuses that took place. From what I know, this is a team of 50 mental health providers from across the country made trips to Postville. They conducted 60 evaluations of the workers, and in part, what we're going to hear is some of the specifics of what happened. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to this clip from The U-Turn by my guest, Luis Argueta.
My supervisor would force himself on me, and every time he arrived there, he'd touch my waist. I always avoided him, and that made him very upset. In order for my husband to find out, he wrote on the bathroom walls, "Call this number. This is a whore that will f*** you."
One night, I got off the line earlier, so a supervisor followed me out to the parking lot. He came up behind me, and he grabbed me by the hips. He pulled me down to the ground, and then some other workers came into the parking lot. He just stood up, dusted himself off, and walked away.
There was a woman named Guillermina. She would surprise me from behind. She would grab around me, and she would touch my abdomen and my breasts. She would put her hand around my vagina. I was embarrassed and humiliated. She would do it almost every day.
This is from your film, The U-Turn. So this is a part of the Postville raid that we don't know well. The abuse and the way the community reacted to this now more than 10 years on. This abuse was not simply a few isolated cases.
No, it was quite widespread. And, you know, the fact that these people were had the courage to speak out, to break the silence. And coming from Guatemala, keeping silent is a trait that we know very well. So it for me, it's monumental to hear these women tell what happened to them.
Why do you say it's a trait known very well, silence?
I grew up in Guatemala, and I was taught to be quiet and not to talk because you never knew who was listening. And if you talked and you questioned the status quo, you could be considered a subversive, and to be considered a subversive meant you could lose your head. Mm-hmm. And that is what we have been breastfed since we were kids. So these women talking and saying what had happened to them, and then later in the film, we also hear them saying, you know, I'm happy I talked about it. Estoy contento de que me lo saqué. I got it out of myself because I don't have it inside anymore and I feel better. And there's a woman who's very small and she says, now I know my rights. And I tell people, with or without papers, you have rights. Speak up.
Mm. Yeah. And what were the legal repercussions, the outcome of raising these abuses and documenting them? What happened?
Well, a lot of people were able to obtain work permits, permanent residency, and some of them are now applying for citizenship. Mm-hmm. So their lives were turned around. So it was mine. So that this is a double play on words, the U-turn.
The U-turn. Let's talk about the really nice aspect of this film, the community support, the way many citizens of the Postville area rallied around their immigrant community. I want to play a little clip that you have from your film. This is from a woman. She's, I guess, an Iowa non-immigrant, shall we say that, Caucasian, Perry Osliva. I want to hear a little clip from her from your film, but tell us about her.
Perry O. Worked at Luther College as an administrator for many, many years. She is married to a geography professor, former geography professor. They used to travel to Central America in the summers to do research. And she and her husband, at this time of the film, were living off the grid in a solar power home. And they knew a little bit of Spanish. And Perry O, it's a Quaker. So let's take it from there.
Okay, let's listen. This is from the film, The U-Turn, the voice of Iowa resident and Quaker, as you just said, Perry Osliva.
And it's kind of in my dreams that I don't do anything. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't go to Postville. I didn't do anything. And when I was sitting in friends' meeting on Sunday, there was just this feeling that welled up that said, Perry O, you have to go to Postville. And I thought, oh, I really don't speak Spanish, hardly at all. I don't know anybody. There's nothing for me to do. But Monday, I went down anyway, and it was pretty much total chaos. She said, out of this chaos comes Gloria. And she came up, and she took hold of my arm, and she said, can you help? She said, I'm really worried about this woman and her two children.
It's a nice section in the visuals here. You take Perry Osliva back to the elementary school, I assume, in Postville.
Yeah, and she's
surrounded by kids.
Yes, and then Merlin, who we heard at the beginning of the film, says she just decided to help us. She's like a grandmother to us.
One of the kids came up and just hugged her.
Yeah.
Knew her outright.
Yeah.
I wonder, we have just a few minutes to talk here, but I wonder, how does this episode, the episodes that you've been covering, what happened in Postville in 2008, the aftermath which you've documented so well in this series of films, how does it fit into today's immigration debate, which I don't have to tell you is so heated that you can quickly get into an argument anywhere in the country?
Absolutely. Just last night, I was at the Peace and Justice Center in Decorah with, among other people, Perry O. And there were over 20 children, the oldest maybe 12 at the most. And they are part of the new wave of immigrants. Just today, I heard that there's 79,000 immigrants crossing into the U.S. 90% are from Guatemala. Because the conditions there are so horrendous. And people also are hearing very wrong information about being able to stay here. They hear that they can cross and that they're going to get work permits. Work permits are not forthcoming, and they're probably not going to be able to stay. But they're being allowed in because of our laws. However, the community in Decorah and Postville continue to welcome these strangers.
All of the community, or is it split?
The one that I know, it's a very
large
one.
The one that you know.
Yes. I mean, Iowa, as much as I love it, is very split. So I think that those communities are split as well. Mm-hmm. I think that what I try to do with my films is to show the human face of immigration and try to get away from these black and white simplifications about such a fundamental subject of today's world, not just in the U.S., everywhere. Mm-hmm. And maybe we will get back some of our lost humanity. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll then have more sensible dialogues about this, that mm-hmm. it's a situation that needs to be
addressed. Get back our sense of humanity. What time would you go to say we had a sense of humanity at what time in history? I mean, we've had this land of immigrants. We take great pride in the fact that the United States is a land of immigrants. Now it seems that this moment in time may be a turning point, or at least a point of reshaping. I wonder how you see that.
Well, I think that we are experiencing in this country, which is my country now also, the same thing that I experienced when I was a kid. We're being breastfed fear. Fear of speaking out, fear of the other, fear of the future. And we should not be afraid. We should really say what I've come to realize, and that it's therefore the grace of God go I. I mean, these immigrants are us, and there's a lot that we can learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think listeners, many listeners would agree with you, but say, let's do it legally. Come on, Louise. Let's do it legally.
If it was so easy. If it was so easy.
So why
you
not?
Know, because the lines to come into the country legally are immense. You can come into the country legally if you have a lot of money. But if you have nothing, you don't have a bank account, all you have is your strength, you'll never get a visa.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have work. They don't have money to send their kids to school. There's violence that is threatening young kids with being recruited into gangs. Gangs that, by the way, we help form in Los Angeles. So people take these desperate decisions. And nobody leaves home because they want to go have a good time at Disneyland. People come because this is the last resource.
Mm-hmm. They're desperate.
Very desperate.
Before we go, I want to ask you what's next on your agenda. Does this mark the end of your series of films having to do with Postville, the Postville Raid, Abrazos, and the U-Turn? What's next?
Well, I just finished a study for Migration Policy Institute about return and reintegration. What happens to immigrants who go back to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador after being here for 10, 15, 20 years? And that's what I want to focus on, how this is affecting families, how this is splitting families, and what those countries are doing to try to welcome those that are coming back, and what they're doing to try to prevent more people from leaving. A huge task.
Okay. Well, I look forward to perhaps talking with you after your next project. It's been a pleasure having you in our studio, Luis Argueta, film director, producer, filmmaker. The film series we've been talking about, The Postville Raid, Abrazos, and The U-Turn, we've been hearing clips. It's worth checking out. Maybe you have some tips on how people can view it.
You can go to my Vimeo On Demand, LuisArguetaA.com, LuisArguetaA. TSNThomasAA.com. Thank you very much, Ben. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure on my side. Thank you, Louise.